Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get into the Junk Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, so we kind of touched on the Masters. The weather looks dicey, but maybe not as bad as it looked yesterday in terms of where the storms are heading. Certainly raining there now. The Florida and Central Georgia, Central to East Coast Georgia, mm-hmm. Southeast Georgia is just getting hammered right now.
Right.
But Augusta's kind of at the top of the state and a little bit further west up there. So, you know, maybe they get lucky.
I think I saw.
But there is a delay.
Our guy Reed Timmer tweet recently about that storm system in the southeast. Mm-hmm. He said it was one of the most confounding systems to ever track.
Really?
I don't know if I can storm chase this. It's so wild.
Yeah. Well, it's big. I know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But so there will be a delay. Could be a couple hours, could be more. We'll see. Gusts are going to be very, it's going to be very gusty, 20, 30 mile per hour gusts. So we'll see.
Did you watch the par three?
Oh, yeah. I watched a little bit of it. Yeah, I did. No. I know Ricky Fowler won it at 5 under. There was a bunch of aces. I was just watching. Every time
I
looked up, someone got an ace.
I like having two at the same time.
I mean, it's rigged. For someone to get a hole in one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean,
if they just put it in the right spot, yeah, slope puts it, yeah.
The ball funnels to the hole.
Yes,
every
it
time.
Does.
Did you read Alan Shipnuck's piece?
No,
about
I did
the
not.
Par three?
No.
I was kind of anti-Alan on his take, but the more I watched this year, the more I was understanding mm-hmm. what he had to say. He wrote a piece last year calling the par three like a disgrace to the Masters. he called it televised daycare. Okay. He says it's the golfers,
all the families.
Yeah,
out
it's the golfer. It's the golfers' opportunity to show off their hot wives, right. Perfect family,
and all their little cute kids,
and right. all their kids. Yeah. And yeah. then back in the day, when the Masters first started, it was like a legit competition. People took it more seriously than they do now.
Sure.
And he's just saying it's a farce.
Is there any
like, what it was.
I have to ask.
And you know what? And it's kind of true. The entire thing is a photo op.
Is there any prize money involved, or is it just you?
No,
get,
no.
No, you get a trophy okay. though. If you
I saw
win.
The trophy, I saw Ricky holding the trophy.
So but does that mean he's not going to win the Masters?
No, historically, the person who wins the par three has never won the Masters.
Right. Correct. Well, wasn't going to win it anyway.
Didn't he have a good year last year?
Yeah, but he's not.
He got better last year.
He's
the
not
year before
win
he
the
was
Masters.
Bad. But he's been a little dicey this year.
But so I kind of agree with Alan. It's It's just a family
fest. But you
fest.
Still watched it, right? You're still dialed in.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So you're offended by it, but you still consume the product.
I'm not offended by it. I'm not offended by it.
You're
like,
okay.
Like
with
Alan
it.
Shipnuck and Valdez.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. They're kind of showing off their hotties, but it's just cool to watch. I like watching little kids run around. I think it's pretty cute. For me.
Televised daycare.
Does it pull at the heartstrings? Does it make you think, I don't have small kids like that anymore?
Yeah, I wish I had.
Those days are long gone.
Wish
long
my
gone.
Kids were 4 and 2 again.
Right.
Yeah.
But, that ship has sailed, sir.
So
I'll trade you right now.
Please. I know. Yeah.
Drag,
believe me, when
them.
My kids were that age, I would probably be saying the same thing, but wait until your kids are in college or out of college.
Right.
You won't be saying that. I'm just telling you.
Come over to my house around bedtime.
I know it. I'm just saying.
You have a different perspective.
It's the moment. But in 20 years, you won't feel that way.
You couldn't even handle it now with your body because you go to bed so early. I was thinking about you last night. What time did you go to bed yesterday?
I watched through 4 innings of the Orioles-Red Sox game. So I don't know what time that was.
8:15 maybe?
8:30 maybe.
8:30.
Yeah.
That's kind of late for him.
That is kind of late. But right. I was thinking of him because I don't think I got home before 8:30.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In fact, stopped at Chick-fil-A drive-thru after my kids' track meet. That was probably right around 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
So probably got home around 8:45. And Jason's already snoozing.
There's a better chance.
Oh, yeah, by 8:45, yeah.
Better
and then I put on the Marist lacrosse game.
Better
and
chance
I watched that.
I didn't watch any of that.
I finished at 10.
There's no way I'm in bed by 8:30 tonight. That's going to be like midway through the Caps Sabres second period.
Yeah.
It's just impossible.
I'm betting heavy on the Sabres tonight.
Okay.
Is that your reverse psychology?
You know yes. I hope you lose.
I know you do. I kind of hope I lose.
I hope that your money gets flushed right down the toilet.
I hope I lose.
Not a lot of money, but I hope you lose that money.
I bet on the San Francisco Giants last night because Patrick Corbin was pitching for the Nats.
And what happened?
He gets shelled. Yeah. I'm telling you, every time Corbin pitches, just bet the over. Team total over of whoever he's playing.
Hey, maybe he was overtaxed from mowing his postage stamp yard in Clarendon or Arlington, wherever he lives, and didn't have enough in the tank to get through the game.
So Patrick Corbin has thrown 3 times. He's had 3 starts. He's given up 27 hits and 15 runs in about 15 innings.
It did make me laugh yesterday. I can't remember who tweeted it, but basically the nutshell of it was, the guy said, I appreciate every Patrick Corbin start because it's one less start that we're going to have to watch going forward in the future. Like we're getting toward the end of the Patrick Corbin business here in Washington.
Yeah, it was bad. And they left him in there, obviously, just to give the bullpen a little bit of a break.
Right.
Because, you know, he gave up 11 hits and 7 runs. And, you know, in a meaningful game, he would have been pulled a lot earlier. But they lose 7-1, but they still win the series. Nats are off tonight. And they will play Oakland starting tomorrow. I believe Jake Irvin pitches against Paul Blackburn tomorrow. And then they'll play the Dodgers. So hopefully they can get a series win against Oakland. And then they play the Dodgers next week.
Just a quick reminder, Patrick Corbin's base salary this year is 35, followed by 6 zeros. That's $35 million.
Yeah, he's stealing
those
money.
Those not in the know.
Nice guy. Obviously helped win a World Series for the Nats, but just can't get it done.
Kind of a dud personality. I remember interviewing him.
True, but nice guy.
Nice guy, yeah.
A bad loss for the Red Sox yesterday against Valdez's Orioles. It's very bitter. I was watching. It was 3-0, I think, when I went to sleep.
Does Valdez tweak you about the state of the Sox compared to the Orioles?
Not really.
He knows they're losers.
Yeah.
They are now.
He's well aware.
But the Orioles come back. They were down 5-0, and they come back and win 7-5. Of course, the story of the game was Jackson Holliday's Major League debut.
They had him batting 9th.
Batted 9 and went 0-for-4. He did have a ground out RBI, struck out a couple times, but man, he looks so young. I mean, I know he is young. He's 20.
He has a baby face.
Oh, he looks like he's 15.
Do you know he's married? He's 20 years old and he's married.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Did you guys see the video of him circulating yesterday when he was a kid, like out on the field with his dad?
Yes, it was the All-Star game in Colorado.
He was so young, and he's like, his bat swing guaranteed better than mine's ever been in my life when he was 3 years old.
Yeah, he was a natural.
He's running around, like, scooping up the ball that his dad is throwing to him. I mean, it was amazing to watch. Like, you knew that he was going to be a stud from 3 years old.
There's a lot of controversy around Jackson Holliday's home opener with the Orioles at Camden.
All right, why?
It's Friday, okay? The game is not on TV.
It's on Apple TV.
It's on Apple TV Plus. So if you don't have Apple TV, you can't watch the Orioles game or Jackson Holliday's home debut.
Can't you get a free trial for like 7 days?
I'm sure you could do that if you haven't already. But if you're not a subscriber to Apple TV, you cannot watch his home opener, home debut.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the video of him being told by the minor league manager that he was going to the big leagues?
Yeah.
He didn't even blink.
Yeah, didn't flinch.
He just completely expected
it. Because he knows he's
going. Now, he looks very young. You can see his arms are somewhat jacked. But this is a serious flex. Now, Buster Olney didn't flex it, but other people are noting it.
Mm-hmm.
Buster Olney from ESPN, when Holliday was 9 years old, tweeted November 14th, 2013. He just tweeted, Matt Holliday's son, future all-star.
he was onto it.
When the kid was 9 years old.
All right.
So he's a total prodigy.
Yeah.
And they're going to call up these other guys in the minors who are just hitting home runs left and right for the Norfolk Tides.
They need Valdez to stop incessantly tweeting about it, about the fact that they're all stuck down in the minors and should be playing for the Orioles instead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a roster malpractice. That's what my dad and I dubbed it.
Yes.
Well, they have a lot of good players.
The other young kids, studs on that roster, they were batting 7-8, and that was Kowser and Westberg, and they went 3-for-7 with
Kowser. Kowser's a stud. Had two great plays in left field. Austin Hayes, bye-bye.
That's fine.
Bye-bye.
Well, they already got rid of Kemp, right?
But it was 5-0, and then the Orioles come back. They win 7-5. Bullpen blew it for Boston. Cutter Crawford actually pitched really well. Let's see. Anything else in baseball you want to talk about real quick before we get to the jail cell segment of the sports page?
No, we need to get to the T-Sizzle story.
All right, hold on. But let's start with Rashee Rice.
Okay.
All right. We've been talking about Rashee Rice for a while. Chiefs wide receiver. Just an idiot caused a six-car pileup on a beltway in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And he faces 8 charges, including aggravated assault. And, of course, there is an arrest warrant that had been issued for Rice, who's 23, for 1 count of aggravated assault, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, and 6 counts of collision involving injury. And the other driver also has an arrest warrant out for him. So 2 arrest warrants out for the drivers in that, and I assume he'll be taken into custody today.
Did he have a history of being a clown back at SMU? I don't recall that. Anything.
I don't recall. I don't think anything this serious.
Just a catastrophically bad life decision by him. Like, his star is rising. He's becoming Patrick Mahomes' number one wideout in Kansas City. Wins a Super Bowl. Like, why would you risk it all just a drag race with somebody out in the middle of a Dallas highway?
Because he's 23. He's just stupid. He's just an idiot.
Bad life decisions.
And the other kid, Ted Knox, or Theodore Knox, who's 21. He was driving the Corvette.
Right.
Arrest warrant for him, too. So they'll be arrested probably today. Right?
Yep. Looking that way.
All right. So I wanted to talk about Mr. Suggs.
Right.
I wouldn't want to have a run-in with him.
No. Certainly not.
No, but especially when he's got a gun.
No.
So he was arrested earlier in the week in Scottsdale, 2 charges, a month after a dispute in Starbucks drive-thru, when Suggs apparently stuck a gun out of his window and threatened another customer. Or was he threatening?
Well, it sounded like there was a drive-thru at the Starbucks.
Yes.
And Suggs apparently must have overshot the drive-thru window.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts his car into reverse
to get back in front of the window.
And he backs into another person waiting in line.
Okay.
So I guess
he caused the accident.
He did.
That guy was pissed.
So I guess they both get out of their cars. They exchange words, get back into their cars. And then there's another altercation. I think they both get out of their cars again. And then they come close to fighting. And then Suggs, called him a P word. He
called him a cracker.
Called him a cracker, which is always a funny racial bomb to throw at a whitey.
White guy.
And then
it was combined with the P word.
Yeah. And he called him a bitch. And then he speeds off and he brandishes a handgun out the window as he's leaving the scene. Mm. So
sometimes you get cranky if you don't have your coffee.
It's very true.
Well, he was definitely cranky.
I couldn't imagine having a confrontation with Terrell Suggs, yeah, how big he is.
He doesn't even need a gun. Like, just having, like, if you're Terrell Suggs, having a gun is just above and beyond.
But, man,
like,
this happened a month ago? Took a month to get him?
Is that how long it happened ago?
I think it said a month.
It's weird with Terrell Suggs because I find him very personable and charismatic. He's not an analyst right now on TV, but he's done a lot of TV work. But I think he has kind of a sordid history with the law.
Kind of a sordid history.
He poured bleach on his like pregnant wife.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
Yeah, he's a psycho. And what I also didn't realize about him yesterday until I saw some of the shots of him when he was with Baltimore, he has a disturbing gum to teeth ratio.
Yes, you see a lot of gums.
I mean, he's got huge gums. Very tiny chiclet teeth at the bottom of the gums. Mm-hmm. Kind of hard to look at. Right, Drab? Am I wrong?
I can't believe you're just noticing his mouth.
Just noticing.
Terrell Suggs might be on the Mount Rushmore of ugliest players. I mean, come on.
What he's known for.
Okay, I never really picked up on it until yesterday.
He was a big trash talker back at Arizona State. He used to play at the rec center basketball all the time, and I was always playing against him. And he was a massive trash talker.
I'm sure he was.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, did you ever try to guard Terrell Suggs?
Yeah. It did not go well.
Yeah, I know it didn't go well. I could tell already.
I mean, he was playing basketball with a bunch of 5'11 white guys.
Right.
Take that, you bald MF-er.
You bald cracker.
Hey, I wasn't bald in college.
Yeah, I still had your hair. I was with you, Drab.
So this happened on March 10th.
Okay.
All right, so it was a month ago.
Yeah.
Now, the other driver who got backed into had a recording of it, so it's all on video.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Suggs released a statement.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Saying that he feared for his life. That's why he brandished the gun,
right,
which is the biggest bunch of crap. Yeah. All right. So put him away for 30 days. I don't know. Just put him away.
I wonder what his coffee order was.
Yeah, it's a great question.
I need to know.
Probably
what
six espresso shots. He's so angry. He's so mad.
All right, so
you think they wrote sizzle on his cup?
Sizzle.
We got to transfer sports real quick.
Big gums.
Ben McLemore. I'm glad my name isn't Ben McLemore, I'll tell you that. Because remember Ben McLemore played at Kansas?
Sure, the guard, yeah. Picked pretty high, like picked top 10 in his draft.
Oh, yeah. And he was playing for Portland. Hadn't played in the NBA in a couple of years. He was playing over in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But he was arrested at the Portland airport. Outstanding felony warrant for one charge of.
I know what it is.
It's a big
rape,
one. First degree rape.
Ooh, that's
now,
bad.
Now, who knows what happened? But one charge of first-degree rape, unlawful sexual penetration, and two charges of second-degree sexual abuse. It happened in Oregon, Lake Oswego. I've been there. And apparently it happened in October, early October of 2021. So, you know, almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, not good for Ben McLemore, T. Suggs, and Rashee Rice.
A lot of crime news on the
But actually, just
page.
A little footnote for Shohei Ohtani, good news, because the Fed filed the charges as an interpreter, and they basically cleared him.
Very good.
Regardless of what Brandon Lang said, and regardless of what may have
Somebody
really
got
happened,
paid off.
They cleared him.
All right, don't forget, later in the show at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports. And at 7:40, we'll talk Masters with Doug Bell from CBS Sports HQ.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.